T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Utah's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 here on a Thursday morning, 78 degrees already. A Jeep slammed into an apartment building in West Wichita near Central and Ridge. Police officer Charlie Davidson says it happened early Wednesday in the 6700 block of West Shade.
When officers arrived, they observed the Jeep inside of one of the apartments and it smelled a strong odor of natural gas. An adult female with her juvenile daughter were inside the apartment, but fortunately were not injured. The Wichita Fire Department responded and assisted with the gas leak and evacuation of the apartment complex building.
City officials are evaluating the structural damage to the building. The driver of the Jeep, a 32-year-old man, arrested for driving under the influence of alcohol, battery of a law enforcement officer, obstruction, and inattentive driving.
Believe it or not, Republicans and Democrats are united on Obamacare, or at least a provision in the health care law.
A rare display of bipartisanship in the House as lawmakers vote overwhelmingly to repeal an unpopular 40% levy on generous health insurance plans, sometimes called the Cadillac tax. Wednesday's 419-6 vote increases chances the Senate will follow suit and fully repeal the tax. The provision has never gone into effect since Congress kept delaying it. The idea was to help control costs. A broad coalition of business groups and unions pushed to kill the tax, while policy experts mounted a lonely defense. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
An Iowa teenager avoids an attempted murder conviction after pulling a gun at school.
A jury in Davenport finds a 13-year-old boy guilty on 3 charges after he pulled out a firearm, pointed it at his teacher, and pulled the trigger. The teen was not found guilty of attempted murder, though, because, as the defense points out, the gun's safety was engaged and it never fired. The teacher and a guidance counselor were able to wrestle the firearm away from the boy. While he avoided the most serious charge, he was convicted of carrying a gun on school grounds, displaying a dangerous weapon, and assault. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The superintendent of a suburban Kansas City school district says he wasn't aware that a school nurse who was charged with 2 counts of unlawful sexual relations with a minor had faced similar accusations at a previous job. DeSoto Superintendent Frank Harwood says Richard Finazzo wouldn't have been hired if the district had any idea of the suspicions.
On March 22, 2002, Air Force Sergeant John Chapman died trying to save fellow servicemen in Afghanistan.
Chapman's sister, Lori Longfritz, has written a new book telling her brother's story in Alone at Dawn. She tells Fox and Friends that she wasn't surprised by his actions.
John was a hero from day one. One of the reasons I wanted this book was to let people know that what he did on that mountain wasn't an anomaly.
Chapman had been mortally wounded in an attack by Al-Qaeda, but managed to take on the enemy as an American helicopter was coming up a mountain, saving the lives of those on board.
At that point, you know, he knew he could, I think, literally see the helicopter coming in, and and he made the decision to come out of his cover to take out the disc.
Last year, in a ceremony with President Trump at the White House, Chapman became the first airman to receive the Medal of Honor since the Vietnam War. You can read his story in the book Alone at Dawn. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's another warm and muggy start to the day across south central Kansas. Soaring temperatures again this afternoon will likely reach 101. South winds between 15 and 30 miles per hour with an excessive heat warning in effect. Clear tonight, our low 79, 100 again on Friday, but a storm system arriving late this weekend should likely bring an end to the hot weather by early next week. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now, partly cloudy sky, south wind at 15 miles per hour and 78 degrees. Ted, I'd just say that yesterday afternoon I was out and about a little bit, but I guess that big wind's the only thing that kept it even bearable out there. At least it was moving around. But indoors last night, I've faded fast. I mean, even being indoors with that heat like that, it'll take it out of you.
You just kind of
wilt
away.
Okay, July 18th, on this date in 2013, once the very symbol of American industrial might, Detroit became the biggest U.S. city to file for bankruptcy.
Oof.
Its finances ravaged, its neighborhoods hollowed out by a long, slow decline in population and auto manufacturing. Of course, the whole key to that was manufacturing of cars. And they relied on it, and that was all they had, and there you go. And, of course, Wichita's been through a little bit of that kind of thing, of course, with our reliance on aircraft over the years. It's been up and it's been down, but we've always survived. And I'm knocking on wood, we're doing pretty good right now. I'll put it that way. One of the Los Angeles houses where followers of Charles Manson committed notorious murders in 1969 is for sale. The home is in where Lino and Rosemary LaBianca were slain the night after actress Sharon Tate and four others were murdered by Manson followers in Benedict Canyon. A real estate agent tells the Los Angeles Times a two-bedroom home is priced at $1.98 million. Only two-bedroom? I thought it was bigger than that. House has changed hands several times since 1969, was last sold in 1998. Would you want to live in a place like that? I'm not sure I would. As I recall, Leno and Rosemary LaBianca were in the restaurant business.
Yeah.
And I would presume in that part of the world that they would have a larger... I've seen pictures of it. I thought it would be a larger house and just two bedrooms. But apparently not. Yeah, I don't think I'd want to live in a place like that. That would be...
With a notorious history.
Yeah. A New Jersey high court has taken action against two judges over their comments in cases involving sexual assault. State Supreme Court has recommended that John Russo Jr. be removed from the bench. Russo asked a woman during a 2016 hearing if she could have closed her legs to prevent a sexual assault. Also yesterday, the court terminated the temporary assignment of a judge who declined to order a 16-year-old rape suspect tried in adult court because the youth came from a good family. James Troiano asked whether the suspect should face serious consequences over a video-recorded assault on an intoxicated teenager. So, in Jersey, they get kind of tough on the judges there. You got to behave yourselves, guys. 6:37 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. And, Ted, you had an interesting story about a new community effort to fight crime and kind of involved title they have there, isn't it?
It's a long...
See something, say something, tell something. Yeah. But I get the idea.
Kind of a long moniker, but yes.
They get a little publicity out. They've got a phone number if somebody sees something. And there are people in this community, you know, some places you don't want to get involved when there's crime going on.
Well, that's kind of what the purpose of this is.
Yeah, so that's what I'm going
to
say.
It's really just trying to find a way to get people not to be scared to report information on possible crime.
Right, because if you're in a community and... Sometimes other people talking to, hey, you know who snitched? It was so-and-so. Anyway, I wish him the best of luck.
Yep. Hope. Anything you can do to make the streets safer?
Let me tell you something.
It'll be a victory. Yeah.
I saw one. We had one last night. And my granddaughters are getting bicycles. The twins are getting bicycles. So their old bicycles were brought to my house.
Okay.
Perfectly good shape. Couple of girls' bikes. Nice bikes. And we set them out on the front curb by my house, where usually somebody will come by and pick something up if it's free. And I sat them out there, and pretty soon yesterday afternoon, a man came up and said, can I have those bikes? I said, sure. He said, I thought I'd ask first. I said, thank you very much. So he took off with them, and pretty soon, a policeman comes to my door.
Mm-hmm.
He says, the lady in the neighborhood had videotaped this guy taking the bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And he just wanted to know if I'd give him. I said, yeah. I gave him permission, but somebody in my neighborhood...
Somebody was watching.
Was watching. And in a way it's weird, but on another way, you know, somebody's keeping an eye on things. I don't know who it was, but it's one of those things where you got to keep an eye on your neighbors there sometimes and what's going on.
I like the fact that somebody's probably watching what's going on in the neighborhood.
We've always had to a degree in my neighborhood. There's always been somebody around, hey, what's happening? So that's good. 6:39 now, Steve and Ted. Time for our commodities update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. The live cattle and feeder cattle traded negative Wednesday and made new lows for the week. They also closed negative with the feeders having triple-digit losses. Our grain futures struggled yesterday, and we're unable to find any support in our cattle market with the lower grains. Cash cattle trade has started near last week's levels, slightly lower in some areas. And Friday is the cattle on feed and cattle inventory reports. Lean hogs traded higher yesterday with several contracts having their highest trade in the past 4 weeks. At the close, August live cattle were 10 cents lower at 108.12. August feeders, 47 cents lower at 140.57. And August lean hogs, $2.95 higher at $82 even. Now, the weather and technical trading is still dominating the wheat, corn, and soybean futures. Wednesday, they traded mixed, and some contracts made new lows for the week, and only the corn closed slightly on the positive side. More downside overnight took place for our grains as the weather forecast has a front pushing through early next week for major parts of the Midwest. At the moment, September KC wheat's down 5 cents at 436¾. December corn down 5½ cents at 436. And November soybeans down 3¼ at 897¼. August crude oil this morning, 32 cents higher, 57.10. August gold, 20 cents higher, 1,423.60. September S&P down 2¼ points at 29.82¾. September dollar index down a penny at 96.84, with September Dow Jones futures 33 points lower at 27,198. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Love for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, you drinking plenty of water, keeping yourself hydrated over there?
You bet, and I even chug down some Gatorade, too, when I'm outside working.
Gatorade, does that help?
Yeah, it does.
Really? I don't know. Okay, fine. You've got those electro.
Well, they tell me it's better to drink that than beer.
Well, yeah. It's always amazing to me. When I played slow pitch softball with the team for about 12, 15 years, it's always amazing to me that after every game, somebody would say, let's pop open some beer. And we'd be on out on a hot, hot day in a tournament on a weekend. Hey, where's the beer? I'm very proud of the fact that in my 12, 15 years playing for the Square Lounge softball team, I never once brought beer. And they all,
I'll take your word for that, Steve.
They all thought I was cheap.
That doesn't surprise me.
That was looking out for their health. That's what I was doing.
Okay.
Well, you've got a good point there. It doesn't do a whole lot of good when you're hot and overheated.
Yeah, right. All right, thank you, sir. 641 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here for Don Grant, CFP the Money Tracker, who's coming up soon, we hope. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.